In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We begin Lent each year with a focus on forgiveness. And this year in particular, with war in Ukraine and suffering that is so deep and personal for many at St. Nicholas, it's important to return to the basics. What I will say is nothing new, and maybe nothing surprising, but forgiveness is one lesson that you can never learn too many times. Forgiveness is serious business. Forgiveness is the great gatekeeper. To those who can forgive, the kingdom opens. If we cannot forgive, we are shut out. Love your enemies, Jesus teaches. Pray for them. And by this, Christ does not mean to pray for their misery. O Lord, smite those who have offended and have hurt me. We pray for their salvation, that they may know the love and comfort and hope of the Savior. This is the great commandment that begins our journey through Lent. But why? What is so special about forgiveness? In the parable of the Last Judgment last Sunday, condemnation falls on those goats who did not show mercy. And the kingdom is opened up to those sheep who feed the hungry and give drink to the thirsty, to those who visit the sick and those who clothe the naked. And those are obvious things. Of course they are good. When someone suffers, bring an end to their suffering. Isn't that good enough? Maybe Jesus should change his prayer. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we give food to the hungry and drink to the thirsty. Forgive us our trespasses as we visit the sick and imprisoned, and as we give comfort to those who suffer. Kind of makes sense. But this, of course, is not what Jesus commands. This is not how he teaches us to pray. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Withhold forgiveness and the Father will do the same. Why? What is so special and important about human forgiveness? What difference does it make if I forgive those who hurt me? Here's an answer, and this may sound confusing, but give me a chance. Jesus commands us to forgive others because real forgiveness is impossible. Jesus commands us to forgive others because real forgiveness is impossible. Real forgiveness is beyond us. I'm not talking about forgiving those that cut me off in traffic. I'm not talking about those who didn't write a proper thank you note, or those who do not appreciate my hard work and fine qualities. I'm talking about deep and abiding harm. How do you even begin to forgive someone who has damaged you and your life in evil and unthinkable ways? How do you forgive violence and abuse and murder? How do you forgive betrayal and abandonment and infidelity? I can forgive someone who steals my wallet. But what about theft so complete and irreversible that I no longer feel like a human being? The theft of my dignity? The theft of hope and meaning? The theft of trust? How do you forgive someone who laughs and spits on you? How do you forgive cruelty and torture? How do you forgive thermobaric bombs and forced starvation? How do you forgive the unforgivable? The short answer is, you can't. This kind of forgiveness is impossible for you and for me. The experience of evil and harm is too raw and overwhelming. It wraps around our insides like pythons around a puppy. We are powerless against the squeezed out feelings of hatred and vengeance that then flow in our veins. So what do we do? Why does the Lord ask the impossible thing? Why does he command us to forgive? And where do we start? We start with honesty. We start by doing the only thing we can, by admitting to God that we are too weak to forgive. Step one is to surrender. We give up the illusion that nothing bothers me, that I am stronger than the evil around me, that I can just get up and dust myself off and be on my merry way. This isn't baseball. You can't just walk it off. The hurt is so often too deep. We have to begin by admitting that without God's help, real forgiveness is impossible. Christ's own love for this world was not enough. It wasn't strong enough to overcome human hatred. He could not convince others to choose mercy and compassion and fellowship. But Christ did not despair. Christ embraced the weakness. Rather than take back his love for you and for me, rather than brush us off or fight back, he accepted what we were willing to give to him. He accepted the cross. He accepted death. And this weakness, the weakness of Christ, is the source of all of our hope. He could not save his children from death. So he becomes a human being and accepts death himself. He stands with us in our weakness. He could not raise us by snapping his fingers, so he empties himself and he takes the form of a servant. And Christ says this day, "Join me. Unite your weakness to my weakness. Be baptized with me in a death like mine, and you will be raised with me into the newness of life." Christ doesn't stand on some faraway throne and say, "Just get over it and forgive one another." He doesn't say that. Jesus knows evil. Jesus submitted to weakness. He was robbed by hands just like these of his own dignity and worth. As the Son of God, he knows bitterness, he knows betrayal, he knows abandonment and cruelty. Jesus understands, and he waits. He waits for you and for me to say that, "Lord, forgiveness is just too hard. I cannot do this without your help. I can't do this alone." He waits for us to open our eyes and to recognize that he is standing with us in our weakness and that he offers us new life in a new kingdom. Kingdom of joy and fellowship. A kingdom that opens each time we gather to celebrate this Eucharistic victory of God over his enemies. I am not strong enough to forgive everything. But Christ is. And this day, we can at least choose to let Christ forgive others, even though at this moment, we may not be able to. Forgiveness takes time. It is a process. But it has a starting point. We begin, as Christ began. Think about it. From the cross, Jesus did not say to his executioners, "I forgive you." He prays to his Father and asks his Father to forgive his torturers. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Did Jesus in that moment also forgive his enemies? I don't know. Scripture is silent on the matter. But I know that Jesus begins not with himself. He begins with his Father. And that is our call this day. If forgiveness is too hard, allow Christ to forgive your enemies and ask that his forgiveness in time become your forgiveness. Pray for the forgiveness of those who harm you, even as Christ prayed for his enemies from the cross. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Admit that forgiveness is really hard, and Christ will begin to replace your weakness with his strength. Amen.